Earlier today, the California Supreme Court overturned a statewide ban on same-sex marriage. 4 years ago, the city of San Francisco issued marriage licenses to several thousand gay couples. After about a month, the city was forced to stop when the California Supreme Court issued a stay. Today's 4-3 decision paves the way for California to follow Massachusetts and become the second state to legalize same-sex marriage. We want to hear from Californians today, pro and con. Our phone number, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. And you can tell your story on our blog at npr.org/blogofthenation. We begin outside the California Supreme Court in San Francisco with Sarah Varney, a reporter for KQED, our member station in San Francisco. Nice to have you on the program with us today.
Thank you very much. I'll actually just say I'm actually inside of City Hall, in the rotunda of City Hall, where there's a huge press conference going on and really a celebration by lots of gay couples as well as many of the people involved in the lawsuit.
Well, starting tomorrow, could marriage licenses be being issued in that building?
Actually, it will take about 30 days before the court's decision can go into effect. And then after 30 days, gay and lesbian couples anywhere in California can walk to their courthouse and get married or plan their own weddings if they'd like.
And the 4-3 decision, this overturned what was a law passed not by the legislature, but by voters in California.
That's right. Back in 2000, there was a proposition passed by voters that limited marriage to that between a man and a woman. I should also say that there has been on the books in California in the family statute since the late 1970s also that definition as well. So the decision by the court today not only overturns the voter-approved ballot measure, but also changes those family statutes as well.
And there were, as I understand it, the city of San Francisco was among the people who brought this suit that resulted in the gay marriage ban being overturned. But there were others as well.
Absolutely. There were about two dozen couples that were represented by various gay rights groups, the National Center for Lesbian Rights and a few others, who joined the city in representing the plaintiffs on this side.
And also, in terms of reciprocity, one of the issues that many states have about the idea of a gay marriage in Massachusetts first, and now I guess the potential of it in a month's time in California, is the issue of reciprocity, whether they would be expected to recognize marriages that were performed in other states. Was that addressed at all today?
That's a big question still. I've been talking to a lot of constitutional lawyers here trying to get the straight answer on that. What my understanding at this point is that in Massachusetts, the legislation specifically said only residents of Massachusetts can get married in Massachusetts. The court did not do that here in California. So presumably people from outside of California could come here and get married. The big question which you raise is, say I live in Iowa and my state doesn't ban same-sex marriage, which it is banned in many, many states in this country. If I come get married in California and I go back to my home state and I try and sign up for health insurance, for instance, for my wife or my husband, will that have to be recognized? So I think what people are predicting is that lawyers are going to be very, very busy for the next couple of years trying to sort this out.
And just again, a reminder, this has no bearing on federal law or federal benefits to married couples. This would strictly apply to state law and state benefits.
That's right, exactly. So Social Security, taxes, all those things still get handled based on the rules of the federal government.
Sarah Varney, I know you're busy today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Sarah Varney, a reporter for KQED, our member station in San Francisco, with us from City Hall in San Francisco. Again, San Francisco City Hall, the mayor was among the plaintiffs who brought this suit, and there's a celebration, as she describes, ongoing. Joining us now is Vince Chabria, the deputy city attorney for San Francisco, with us by phone from his office, and thanks very much for being with us today.
Sure, Neil.
And the city of San Francisco, why did this take 4 years?
Well, as Sarah mentioned, this all started when Mayor Newsom began issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples 4 years ago, and the California Supreme Court ruled that that was invalid because the state law existed on the books declaring that marriage was between a man and a woman. What happened after that California Supreme Court ruling 4 years ago is that City Attorney Dennis Herrera went to court and filed a lawsuit challenging the validity of that law, claiming that that law was unconstitutional. And for the last 4 years, we've been litigating that case, and it's culminated in today's ruling by the California Supreme Court.
And if you could give us the essence of the city's argument?
Well, that same-sex couples and their children and their families are stripped of their dignity when their own government tells them that they're not good enough to participate in marriage. And the laws that ban same-sex marriage treat gay men and lesbian differently from other citizens, and that's a violation of equal protection. And that's the primary argument that we advanced with the California Supreme Court, and the court accepted our argument.
And it was a 4-3 decision. But this was not merely a law that was passed by the legislature. There was a referendum. The voters of California approved this law.
That's true. But, of course, the United States Supreme Court and the California Supreme Court have made clear for decades that the ultimate responsibility for adjudicating constitutional rights falls with the judiciary. And even if a particular law is popular, if it violates the constitutional rights of a minority of citizens, it's the judiciary's responsibility to strike that law down. That's, of course, what happened with Brown versus Board of Education back in 1954, and it's what happened here today in California.
Let's see if we can get a caller on the line. This is Russ, and Russ is calling us from Kansas City in Missouri.
Hey there. Irrespective of the idea that any sort of union is beneficial to the economy as a whole, couples who aren't hand-to-mouth tend to spend more and that sort of nonsense, and therefore gay marriages and so forth should be legalized. Irrespective of that, isn't reciprocity kind of a given? I mean, if the Pasha of Kashmir visits the U.S., it's not diplomatic immunity that keeps him from getting arrested for bigamy. It's respect for the customs where he originated. So wouldn't, you know, Massachusetts who moved to another state still have their marriages recognized? I mean, shouldn't that kind of be a given? I'll take my answer via the radio.
Okay, Russ. Thanks very much for the call. So, again, the issue of reciprocity state to state in terms of California and Massachusetts now.
Well, I think that we know now, based on the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, that other states that don't recognize same-sex marriage are not obligated to that don't recognize same-sex marriage in their own states are not obligated to recognize such marriages from other states. So the immediate impact of this ruling will be limited to California, in the sense that California same-sex couples will be able to get married, and other couples will be able to come to California to get married. But they're, as of now, their home states are not obligated to recognize their marriages. We think, of course, that history is on our side, and that eventually same-sex couples throughout the country will be permitted to marry, but that will, of course, take some time.
Yeah. What about the status of those who were married 4 years ago during that one-month period when the city was issuing marriage licenses? Does this affect them at all?
They'll have to get married again. The ruling 4 years ago invalidated their marriage licenses that were issued to them. So they will have to get married again now. Let me correct one statement that Sarah made previously. She was correct that the ruling does not technically take effect for 30 days. But and so it may be that couples have to wait 30 days before getting married. But the state of California has been told by the California Supreme Court that their conduct in denying marriage licenses to same-sex couples is unconstitutional. And while technically the ruling does not take effect for 30 days, there is nothing to prevent California from voluntarily changing its practices immediately and allowing the couples who have been denied the right to marry for so long the ability to come get married next week at City Hall if the state wants to. So that, of course, will be up to the state whether to follow the Constitution now or wait until the ruling technically takes effect. But it could be sooner than 30 days that couples are entitled to.
And who makes that ruling, the Attorney General or the Governor?
It will be, I assume that it will be a call. You know, the Governor is ultimately responsible for that call, but I assume that it will be in collaboration with the Attorney General.
Let's get another caller on the line. This is Jill. Jill calling us from Riverside in California.
Good afternoon. I am so thrilled. My partner Linda and I now, well, we were wives, and we're going to be wives again. We were married in San Francisco along with everyone else. And this, it's just so wonderful. It's such an invalidating feeling for us. And
hello?
Someone else.
I'm sorry, Jill, your phone is cutting in and out.
The same last all of.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jill. I'm afraid we're going to hang up on you because the phone line is cutting in and out. I apologize. See if you can call back. Anyway, it's 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's go instead to Rachel. And Rachel's with us from Berkeley, California.
I am calling in from Berkeley, and I am overjoyed today because my partner and I had a religious ceremony with our families and friends 10 years ago. And this means that at some point in the next several months, we can have a civil ceremony where we are recognized as full citizens of this great state.
And were you among those who got married again during that window 4 years ago?
No, we had newborns at that time. And the idea of taking newborns into San Francisco didn't work very well. But we watched We watched with envy and delight as all those people married, and you know, we're celebrating with all of them today. And someday in my lifetime, I hope that my partner and I will fill out a joint tax return. That will be a great day.
Thanks very much for the call, and congratulations, Rachel.
Congratulations.
Vince Chabria, let me ask you a question. She mentioned religious ceremonies. Would this require churches to perform ceremonies for same-sex couples?
Absolutely not. It would be up to them. Some of the right-wing groups in the case made that argument, sort of trying to scare the justices into ruling against us. But the law is very clear that governments cannot force churches to do one thing or another. For example, governments can't force churches to have a gay or lesbian priest. And so nothing about that law is changed by the California Supreme Court's ruling today. It's entirely up to churches whether or not to recognize same-sex unions. The point here is that California government is no longer discriminating against gay men and lesbians. Now, when you go to your government office and you seek a marriage license, you will not be turned away by your own government because you happen to be gay.
If you're just joining us, the Supreme Court in California earlier today overturned the statewide ban on same-sex marriages. And we're talking with Vince Chabria, the deputy city attorney in San Francisco. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go now to Gordon, and Gordon's with us from Tolleson in Arizona.
Yes, there's one piece of information I haven't heard. Was this decision based on the federal constitution or on California's state constitution? Because that's a very important distinction.
It is a very important distinction, Gordon, and the answer is that it was based on California's constitution. We did not assert any claims based on the United States Constitution. So that's another reason why, although we believe this decision will be influential and will ultimately prevail throughout the nation, it will not have an effect on the law of other states because it's based purely on California law.
What is the distinction on these issues between the California and U.S. constitutions?
Well, my own personal view is that it would violate the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution to deny same-sex couples the right to marry. But the California Supreme Court analyzed only California's Equal Protection Clause and California's Liberty Clause of that constitution. And, of course, that constitution was enacted much later than the U.S. Constitution, and the language is different. Some people, I presume, would argue that the California Constitution provides greater protection and is more solicitous of equality than some people would interpret the U.S. Constitution.
Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
And let's see if we can go now to Tim. Tim's with us from San Francisco.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Question about if my partner is from a foreign country, as like Germany or France, doesn't matter, and we decide to get married in California, does the marriage between the couples, does it give that person citizenship as it does in a heterosexual marriage?
Unfortunately, the California ruling the ruling today does not affect federal law. And unfortunately, federal law continues to discriminate against same-sex couples and denies citizenship of one's loved one if the couple happens to be a same-sex couple. So unfortunately, the answer to your question is no. Like I said, we are hopeful and we're confident that this decision will ultimately lead to a better understanding of equality throughout the country, but it will take time. And right now, federal law continues to discriminate against same-sex couples.
And one last question. If my partner lives in another state and we marry in California, and let's say we both hold property in another state, it's not divided. Is that property divided equally as far as which law applies? If let's say my partner's from Texas and I'm from California.
That is, I have to tell you, that's a thorny question, and I'm not, you know, I would have to know the specifics of the other state's law, of California law regarding property ownership, and that is something that people will have to look into. And as Sarah said, it makes
lawyers are going to be busy
for a little while.
Okay, Tim, thanks.
All up in there.
Thanks very much for the call.
All right, thanks for your time. All right, bye-bye.
And finally, let me ask you, Vince Chabria, there's an analogy, I guess, in this case to the abortion decision, Roe v. Wade, all those years ago by the United States Supreme Court. And many people said, look, this was being worked out in state legislatures across the country, and voters were deciding, and people were making commitments. In the long run, it would have been better if this had been left to voters and legislatures as opposed to coming down from the court. You've just had a decision here in California. Do you think that this is going to foster a long-term opposition to this, the way the Supreme Court's abortion decision?
I don't think so. One important distinction between the Roe case and this one is that Roe v. Wade was decided by the United States Supreme Court, and so it truly was the final word on abortion and, as some people have argued, sort of stopped the debate throughout the country. This, of course, is a ruling by the California Supreme Court, one of 50 states where this debate will continue over the next several decades. And so I really view the California Supreme Court's decision today much like the California Supreme Court's decision from 1946 striking down the ban on interracial marriage. That is to say, the court's decision today, just like that decision, will contribute to the national debate on whether it's okay to continue treating same-sex couples unequally. And that debate will continue throughout the country. And just like in Massachusetts, where the sky did not fall after the Massachusetts Supreme Court issued its ruling several years ago, the sky will not fall here in California. And I think that the ruling will contribute greatly to people's understanding that
Vince,
it simply doesn't hurt anyone to allow same-sex couples to marry.
Vince Chabria, the deputy city attorney in San Francisco, we thank him for his time. We tried to contact the state attorney general's office for comment. They declined an interview. Ira's here tomorrow with Science Friday. It's Talk of the Nation.